You're listening to Iowa's Jazz Station, 88.3 KCCK. And this is Talking Pictures, our weekly review of movies and film. I'm Hollis Monroe, here with Denny Lynch and Phil Brown.
The Mummy.
Dum-dum-dum.
Yeah, and it doesn't even have that. Okay. I remember when we were talking about seeing the previews when they first came out, trailer, and we were kind of like frightened, not of what it was going to be, as opposed to what it was about.
Yes.
Everything that I feared from the trailers that I saw
came true.
It was, okay. I felt like I was watching an outline of a movie that was written by corporate heads who were saying, what are the best demographic buttons to push so that we can woo this big audience in not make a horror film, but make an action-adventure Indiana Jones meets Mission Impossible type of world. If you look at the pedigree of the people who worked on this film, it kind of... They didn't pick people like James Wan or people who work, you know, within the modern horror tradition. Mm-hmm. You have Alex Kurtzman. You have David Cup, who worked on Jurassic Park and the War of the Worlds, where you start seeing the Tom Cruise seeping into this thing. And you have Christopher McQuarrie, who did the Mission Impossible and Jack Reacher stuff. Mm-hmm. And we also had John Spate, who also brings in the action-adventure comic book, because this is really what, the Universal's reboot of these characters to try to create their own dark universe. Type of world. So Spade had worked on Passengers, which I hated, and I blame that as a part of why I don't like this as well. I mean, he did Prometheus and Doctor Strange, too. The film really fell flat for me, and I think the five other people that were in the audience when we watched it. Tom Cruise is out of place. If they're trying to build a franchise around him as monster catcher type of guy, wrong guy. Very flabby acting. The humor that he tries to deliver is just really empty. The mummy figure, Amahan Met or whatever her name is interesting in her modern incarnation, tied up and, you know, looking monstrous and things like that. But the motivation for the mummy story just really falls flat for me. The original 32 version, of course, is where we all go back.
Yes.
With the
Audeth Bay is right. Imminent.
Yes. Right. And Carl Freund, even though that was his first directorial approach, really understood and brought with him that German expressionist feel. Mm-hmm. And those were stories that were about, tragic romance, mad obsessive love. Of course, he made Mad Love, too. That was another film. So that kind of fits for that. But you don't see that here. I mean, she is sort of mad because her dad has another kid, and therefore there's never going to be – she's not going to be past the lineage of power. So it's all about revenge and the chosen one, which is kind of dumb. He's the chosen one, you know, which reminded me some of She, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I thought the Haggard stuff was kind of playing through there as well. So looking through this, why start with this big reboot with the mummy really kind of falls deaf for me. Of all the mummy series, I still go back to the Universal Mummy and the Hammer Mummy films.
Oh, and the Brendan Fraser stuff was way better than this.
I hated them as well. So that really shows you. I mean, one, the Brendan Fraser stuff really had a tongue-in-cheek, didn't take itself so seriously. Yes, it was action-adventure type of stuff. Again, it wasn't horror, really.
No.
To me, okay. Freund brought that sense of the atmosphere. You remember the opening scene of The Mummy, probably one of the hallmark scenes where the mummy is. We only see the mummy in just a couple shots of the hand drops, right?
Mm-hmm. And
we
see the bandage dragging bandage off.
And the guy laughing insanely.
Yes.
Okay. That to me is
Will Fletcher. The
beautiful, beautiful horror.
Okay? Yes. Well done.
Capture the moment, the feel. This film had no sense of atmosphere. Yeah, you can show me a guy in a crypt, old. I didn't get no sense of old. It looked like, you know, manufactured plastic thing, you know. It didn't work for me. I like the Aztec mummy stuff out of Mexico better than this. Okay, and we show that on our show quite a bit, you know, robot versus Aztec mummy. The only philosopher these guys seem to know is Nietzsche. You know, it's like, takes a monster to kill a monster, you know. And you hear this a lot of these, you know, if I look into the abyss long enough, I see, I become the monster. I am in the abyss, you know, beyond good and evil. Get me another philosopher in there. Get me Milton or something like like that. You know, Milton has a great philosophical
Milton the Monster.
Milton the Monster would be good. I love Milton the Monster show. But anyway, you can tell that I was not enamored with this.
For Denny Lynch and Phil Brown, I'm Hollis Monroe on Jazz 88.3 KCCK.